This is Carissa Larry here with FFA Today, speaking with the governor of Indiana at the 92nd National FFA Convention. Out of all the events and sports events here in Indianapolis, why is the FFA so important?
Well, Carissa, I tell you, it's important because of what comes out of it. This isn't just keeping score of a competition between two athletic teams. This is going to determine where not just Indiana, not just 50 states and territories, but literally where the world might end up in 10 or 20 or 30 years. And so with all the stresses and strains on food and water security and shortage in some places, the discussions that take place here will have an impact, we hope, positive impact on every nation, every state, no matter how rich or poor they are, no matter how abundant resources are or shortages are. It's the collaboration that comes out of this kind of convention that then is, they're like ambassadors in that convention hall. Those ideas, those thoughts, those solutions are taken across the globe to improve the quality of lives. And it's an ever-changing sector. And quite frankly, the subject matter is just, it couldn't be more exciting.
And agriculture goes way beyond farming, even to the roots of technology. What advancements have contributed to our farmers here in Indiana?
Well, we're able to do a whole lot more with less in terms of technology. And you talk about the improvements of supply, quality, ability, precision agriculture, and the ag biosciences sector itself is light years from where it was 10 years ago, just a decade ago. And so how we are meeting and addressing the needs of our citizens and the world, a lot of that is happening in the heart of the heartland called Indiana.
With over 70,000 people attending the 92nd FFA convention this year, could you tell us how proud you are to have Indianapolis host since 2006?
Yeah, I'm bursting with pride. And I say that because the numbers, the attendance numbers continue to grow year after year after year. This is something I bragged about, not just proud of it, but I bragged about with Prime Minister Modi from India, a guy that leads a nation of 1.3 billion people where this subject matter is very important to the destiny of his nation and its future. And so I'm extremely optimistic about 70,000. It's 65 now. That number is expected to grow to 70,000, which represents 10% of the total FFA membership membership across the country. And so how proud, I couldn't be prouder of having everyone descend upon our capital city. We get to show off our capital city, and we like sharing our Hoosier hospitality.
Eric Holcomb, Governor of Indiana. This is Carissa Larry with FFA Today.